you look at me and you say, what is that big
pocket?
Well, no, I want to know what it looks like, what that pocket looks like when it's full of something, like walnuts. It is. My pocket.
It's full.
Yeah, and it's sticking out.
Mm-hmm.
You'd say, what is that?
Well, I asked them, what is that? Oh, yeah.
Would you say, what is that bulge? Would you ever say that?
Maybe would.
Oh, say that for me, would you?
Maybe bulge.
Bulge?
Bulge, that's right.
Would you say that?
That's it.
Okay, say it again for me.
Maybe bulge.
No, all you have to do is say the word bulge for me.
Bulge.
Do you know what this big sticking out thing is? A bulge.
Bulge. This big thing is a bulge.
Okay. Fine. Okay. Big. Now we're talking about the word shrink. Like, you know, Ida might have washed something of yours in too hot of water and it just got too little. And you say it do.
Shrunk.
Uh-huh. Okay. And if she washed it today, you'll say, I hope that shirt won't
shrink.
Okay. And then Ida says, but all the cheap shirts I ever washed have
shrunk.
Right. That's what I want. You're really good at this. I swear. You're the best person I've ever had to give me all these different parts.
No.
Did you ever use anything besides shrink? You ever say that the clothes draw up when they're washed?
No, when the clothes?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Now, if a woman likes to put on good clothes, you might say she likes to put on good clothes and just fix herself up and look real fine and go out on the town. You say, she sure likes to, what?
She likes to dress.
Is that what you say, she likes to dress? Would you say dress up?
Dress up.
Uh-huh. Would you use any other term for that?
Well, good said. She look good.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
Would you ever say she likes to primp?
Oh, yeah.
Would you have any other words for that? Did you ever say slick?
Yeah.
Anything like that?
Well, could be.
But you would say
primp. Mm-hmm. That's what I said.
Okay. Now, when I came, I brought my wallet and my hairbrush and everything in a thing. What would I call that? What would that be? That I carry over my arm?
Your wallet?
Carry those all.
And your pocketbook.
Yeah, that's what I wanted. Do you ever say purse for them?
Right, that's right.
Uh-huh. What's the difference between a pocketbook and a purse?
Well, no difference. They've got a new name. That's right.
What about if I had around my neck a string of beads? What would you call that? Something
like that? I'd go with a necklace. Mm-hmm. Something like that.
You're wearing what to hold up your pants? These
no.
things. What do you call it?
Fenders.
Uh-huh. If it was raining outside, you'd probably have brought a
parasol.
Parasol? Okay.
Yes.
Would you ever call it an umbrella?
Oh, yeah.
Say that for me, would you?
Oh, yeah, they call it an umbrella.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
Would, over your bed to make it look pretty and to cover up the blankets and the pillows, sometimes what do you put over there?
Well, I would say that's spread.
Right. Okay. Now, one of those things on the couch, those round, and there's some square ones too, and I have one here behind me. What is that?
I would call it a pillow.
Right. That's what I want. Mm-hmm. If you have a large pillow that goes across the whole